Happy Days finally ended. I saw the last episode. It was so sad. I mean, it was happy, but sad at the same time. You, Tom Bosley, were the only cast member that was in every single show. Isn't that right?
That's correct. But, you know, that was not necessarily by design. The only reason Henry missed a couple of shows is when he was shooting a film.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we wrote him out of a script or we shot him in advance. But for some reason, I was the survivor of all the episodes.
Do you miss it now that it's over?
Well, yes and no. I you know, it's very hard to do a show, a family show, for 11 years where you become so close to the people you're working with, and it's like having a second family. We've known for the last couple of years that the end was in sight, and although we miss the fact that we're doing the show, it's kind of exciting now for all of us to plan our futures and go on and do something else.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about criticism that was often leveled by critics that it was kind of lowest common denominator programming, that it was too simple or that kind of thing?
You know, it's hard to say, but critics expect from television a much higher level of sophistication, creativity, intelligence, because that's what supposedly the critics are. The networks do the reverse. They have a lot of young men sitting in offices with Ascot ties and Brooks Brothers suits who simply think that they know what the public wants. The success of Happy Days was because the people in this country loved the show and watched it. So we didn't really pay too much attention to what the critics said.
What's in the future for you now?
Well, I just finished one of Aaron Spelling's new shows called Glitter. Did an episode on that, and as soon as the fireworks is over, I've got to fly back and do another one of his new shows called Finder of Lost Loves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So TV for the most part?
Well, right now. There's also a couple of features, and we have a production company, and we're in the process of developing a feature film. So.
When you played Mayor LaGuardia, that was really, really kind of the beginning of a lot of recognition for you, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was my first Broadway show, and it's always nice to start at the top, because the succeeding 8 Broadway shows that I did afterward were all downhill. Fiorello, 25 years ago, was the beginning of a working career for me, and I've always been very grateful for it, and I've been a working actor ever since.
They loved you in New York just like they loved him. That's true.
Yes, they remember.
Thank you very much for being with us today. Good luck with the fireworks
tomorrow.
Thank you,
Donna.
We'll be watching.
Please do.